Outside, it is nothing but fire, destruction, chaos, persecution, tribulations. Outside is a huge mess. But inside, I'm at peace. They're dressed up in white, white robes. When the Lord gives you that inner peace, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. When the Lord gives you this inner peace, you will give everything away just to keep it as long as possible. You will give everything away. Because at that moment only, look, at that moment only, at that moment only, you will come to this realization that everything is vanity. Everything is empty. Everything is nothing. All the wealth of the world, all the fame of the world, all the power of the world, it is nothing but empty, absolute filth when Christ gives you his peace. This nothing can buy, and this nothing can take away. Nothing and no one. You know why? Because the one who gave you that peace is the ultimate sovereign authority, God, in control, in charge of everything and everyone, heaven, earth and hell. He's in charge. Satan is nothing when Jesus comes. What will man do to me? The Lord is my shepherd, for the Lamb will shepherd them. That's why they will be in need of nothing. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leads me to green pastures and still waters. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me, and I'll leave you with it. The Lamb will shepherd them. That's why they will need nothing and they will lack nothing, and their tears will be wiped away from their faces. When Jesus Christ is your shepherd, you are in need of nothing and no one else, because he suffices. He is everything you need, and everything you lack, you find in him. He is the perfect one. He is the utopian world, the perfect world. Your staff and your rod, they comfort me when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I've said it before and I'll say it and I'll leave you with it. When I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Is there a shadow to death? Yes. Does death have a shadow? Yes. What is the shadow of death? Hell. You see, how did death enter the human race? Sin. What is sin? Breaking God's word. When we broke God's word, by the Bible, the Holy Bible called it sin. Through sin, death entered, for the wage of sin is death. When death entered, death sentenced me to hell. So what is the strongest enemy of all? Hell. Hell is stronger than death. Look at King David. Amazing. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, meaning even if I walk through hell, the shadow of death is hell. If someone dies, it is possible to bring them out of the death. But if someone goes to hell, it is impossible to bring them out of hell. Christ did not do the possible, he did the impossible. He did not bring us out of death, he brought us out of hell, my beloveds. The shadow of death. Much more powerful, hell is than death. Why am I comforted? I don't fear no evil. I don't fear the shadow of death, because your staff and your rod, they comfort me. I've said it before. Staff and rod, both of them are a piece of stick with a difference. The staff is used to lean on when you're tired. In the good olden days, those shepherds who used to shepherd, you know, the flock, they would hold a piece of stick in their hand. That piece of stick is called the staff. And that's why we hold this stick in our hand, because we are the shepherd for the flock of Christ. So this is the staff. When you are tired, you lean on the staff. The rod, you discipline people with. You strike them on their head. The rod is for disciplinary action. So the rod, when you smack someone on the head, this is the way you smack them. What is this way? What is it called in English? What is this? Vertical? Correct. So what is the rod? Vertical, right? Because the rod is used to discipline people in a vertical action, vertical way. The staff standing this way, what is this way? Horizontal. Because when you're tired, you lean on. So your staff and your rod, they comfort me, King David says. Why? Because the Lord is my shepherd. Who is this Lord? This Lord has a staff and a rod. It is so the rod is this way and the staff is this way. When you put them together, what do you get? The Holy Cross. It is your cross that made me walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and I stepped on Satan in his hell because I am carrying your cross, my Lord. And since I am carrying your cross, then you are with me because you carry the cross with me, Lord. And therefore, it doesn't worry me even if I go in the depth of hell. For me, it's heaven as long as you are with me, Lord. Do not seek the place, but seek the owner of the place. Do not seek the kingdom of God. Seek God. Don't worry about going to heaven or hell or in between. Don't worry about it. Just seek the Lord. Who cares about heaven? Who cares about hell? What I care about is my sweetheart. When you love someone the most, even if you live with that someone in the gutter, it's paradise. But if you live alone in heaven, it is hell. It's the love that makes the place heaven. Christ is love. Love Him and make Him your heaven. It's 8:22. Not bad. Will we come to this conclusion now? My throat is gone. I don't yell. Believe me, it's not in my head. So if I'm yelling, my apologies. I don't mean it. But I'm not yelling. I'm not yelling. So I just can't talk about the Lord being just calm. That doesn't make sense. Like, you gotta talk with you'd be like that roaring lion for the Lord Jesus. Some people talk about the Lord and they mention his name without any titles before it. Like, they just say, Jesus. What do you mean, Jesus? Is he your cousin? You need to say, the Lord Jesus, the one and only, the crown of my glory, my God, my Savior. Don't just call him Jesus, he's not your cousin. You gotta talk with oomph in it, with power. You could ask the Holy Spirit to come and engulf you in this Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I pray, Lord, I'm begging you, Lord, whether it's your time or whether it's Satan's time, but I'm begging you, Lord, for every evil intention, for every evil plan and agenda that has been implemented and is about to be implemented, Lord, maybe you're not going to interfere. Maybe you don't wish to interfere. Maybe it is not your time to interfere yet. But please forgive me, Lord. And I'm begging you. I am begging you for one simple reason. And I'm making myself worthy and coming to you and asking you in your holy presence because of one thing. Because you promised me that I am your son. You made me your son. In this promise and in your doing on Calvary that made me your son, I am coming through your grace, through your love, through your mercy, through your precious blood. And I'm begging you, Lord, whether it's your timing or not, whether it's your way or not, Lord, put every evil agenda to shame. May every evil agenda pointed against the church be put to shame. May Satan be put to shame. May every foul spirit be put to shame right now, Lord Jesus. May every government across the globe be put to shame if their intention is to harm the Christians and humanity as a whole. May you be always glorified, Lord Jesus. Put an end to this nonsense, Lord Jesus. Put an end. I beg of you. I beg of you, Lord Jesus. There is no such thing as United Nations. There is only one unity. And you came and you showed that unity. You said, Daddy, just like I and you are one, I want them to be one in us. This is the United Nations when we are united in Christ Jesus and with his Daddy. This is unity. Lord, I beg you. I beg you. If I am the reason for any damage or harm or destruction in the church, pluck me from my roots. Pluck me this moment, Lord. Bring leaders that will glorify your name, your holy name. We don't want cowards anymore. We don't want sellers, Judas Iscariot anymore. We want people that will buy you with their own blood, like you bought us with your own blood, your precious blood. Sick and tired of coward church leaders, traitors. And let it be me. I'm not judging. I am the greatest sinner of all, Lord. I'm confessing. There is no one greater of a sinner than I. Have mercy on me, Lord. But Lord, I'm asking this for your name's sake. May your name be always glorified. May your holy name be always praised. May your holy name be always thanked. And may your holy name, Lord Jesus, be always worshipped. Worshipped, Lord, worshipped. Get up, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up and show your wonders. Get up, Lord. Put them all to shame. Rebuke this wild ocean. Rebuke Satan, Lord. And I am rebuking him in your holy name. Satan, away with you. Go to hell where you belong in Jesus' mighty name. Enough of you. Lord, decimate every dark cloud that is engulfing this world. Decimate it with your light, divine light. You are the light of the world. Shine one more time. Lord, I confess we deserve every punishment. We deserve every strike from above. We deserve it because we are sinners. We've denied you. We've sold you. We've walked away from you. But Lord, because of your mercy, we are begging you. Like you said to your heavenly Father while you were hanging on the cross, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing. One more time, Lord Jesus, I beg of you, say, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing.